Turn to the book of 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We'll read verses 5 through 8 responsively. 1 John chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. First John chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in this place. Lord, it's just so wonderful to come expecting your presence, expecting you to do things. Just knowing that you're going to be here and walk in our midst. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Father, may we walk out of here more like you and a whole lot less like the world, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I want to talk to you about this. I've entitled the sermon, Why Do Preachers Repeat Themselves So Much? Why do preachers repeat themselves so much? We just read a moment ago in 1 John chapter 2, it says, John said, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye have had from the beginning. God virtually says, through John here, he says, I'll just repeat myself. I don't have anything new to say to you. I'll just repeat something that you have already heard. And you know something? That's really what we need.
Man.
We don't need something new. We just need to be reminded of the old, what we've already heard. Now, we have a healthy church. We do. We have a healthy church. We have a spirited church. And you all know that. Anybody that ever visits here, they know that. We have a healthy people. Am I saying we're perfect? No. But we know we're not perfect. Am I saying that we don't do wrong? No. No. But we know when we do wrong and we fix it and we get ourselves right with God. We have no desire to be rebellious toward God. I think we have a healthy church. Now, I've learned some things through the years about preaching. And one of those things is I have a list of 18 subjects that I choose from, and then I pick one of those subjects and I preach one of those 18 subjects. Now, there are many more truths than 18, but all those truths basically fall into these 18 categories. Now, so I'm constantly looking for our church to achieve a certain spiritual balance, and I have to go to those 18 subjects. I've got the list. It's in my office. It's in my briefcase. I often glance at it, and I look through that list, and I say, what do our people need? And it's been a little while since they've been fed this here, this vitamin. And it's as if there are 18 nutrients or 18 vitamins that I feel like we need. I go to that list. I pick the vitamin where we might be a little deficient, and I give us that vitamin from time to time. But here's the thing. I have to keep going back to those 18. We have services 3 times a week. You multiply that times 52 weeks, and then year after year after year after year, we go to those 18 categories. But you know something? It seems to be working. We seem to be healthy. We dead sure are not starving spiritually around here and physically around here. And so these things, why in the world does the preacher repeat himself over and over again? Well, I've asked myself that question, but listen to this. We have 4 Gospels. Did you know that they repeat the same thing over and over again? You look at the birth of Christ. It's repeated in Matthew 1, Luke 1, and John 1. You look at the ministry of John the Baptist. It's repeated in Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1. You look at the baptism of Jesus Christ. It's repeated in Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1. Jesus drives the money changers out of the temple. He repeats it in Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 2. The story of Jesus' betrayal and arrest, it's repeated in Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John 18. The death of Jesus Christ is repeated in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's repeated in Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20. Where the Bible teaches us not to commit adultery. It's Exodus 20, Matthew 5, Mark 10, Luke 18, Romans 13, James 2, and I could go on and on and on. Don't kill, the Bible says. We're not to murder someone. Exodus 20, Matthew 5, Matthew 19, Luke 18, chapter number 10. Now, we might all wonder, why in the world is it that God chooses to repeat things over and over again? Now, one point that I'll make in a little while, one of the reasons I feel like it is important for us to be repetitive of the same truth is because for some reason God felt it was important to be repetitive of the same truth. So I'm going to give you some reasons tonight. And it is for these very reasons that God repeats himself. And for those very reasons, us preachers will repeat ourselves. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 2, the Bible says this, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Someone said, now you heard something from me, now I want you to take it, and I want you to teach the same thing to someone else, then I want them to be able to go and teach this same thing to someone else. What's God saying? Once you've got a truth, repeat the truth. Repeat the truth over and over again. Now, a wise man once told me this. A great man is not embarrassed to repeat great truths. Someone may want to label a person shallow for being repetitive. For them to do so is for them to label God shallow.
Right,
you're shallow. You talk about some of the same things over and over again. Yeah, and those same things are the things that make us successful. And those same things are the things that produce good Christians. And those same things bring us victory. And those same things bring us spirituality. And have you ever noticed the Bible? God just keeps repeating the same things over and over again. You go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians. You go all the way through. Same truths over and over and over and over again. I think God knew what he was doing. Now, let me tell you why we would repeat the same truths. Why do preachers seem to repeat themselves? Well, number one, we repeat ourselves because God repeats himself. He is our example. It is his word, and he seems to repeat himself throughout his word, so it makes sense that we follow suit. You know, God does everything he does on purpose. There's no uh-ohs or accidents in the Bible. So why in the world does a preacher repeat himself? Well, number one, because God repeats himself, and we are merely following the example of the perfect, holy God of the universe. Number two, we repeat ourselves because the more you hear it, the stronger you will become. I said we repeat ourselves because the more you hear a truth, the stronger you'll become. See, the hearing of a truth could be compared to physical conditioning. If you want to be strong, you don't work out just once. If you want to be strong physically, you work out over and over and over again. And hey, you keep working out those muscles over and over and over again. Now you don't necessarily work out the same muscle every day. You give the muscle a break, it gets a chance to rejuvenate, but you're going to work out the same muscles year after year after year after year if you want those muscles to stay strong. So the hearing of a truth is like the conditioning of our body, and we keep on hearing it and we become stronger and stronger and stronger. You repeat the same exercises. Now, the more you hear about the Bible being the final authority in your life, the stronger the Bible will become in your life.
Right.
The more you hear the importance of church attendance, the stronger your belief in church attendance will become. The more you hear about being separate from the world, the stronger the philosophy of separation will become in your life. We hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and it gets inside us, it becomes a part of us, and we become strong. So, why in the world would a preacher repeat himself? Well, number one, because God repeats himself. Number two, because the more we hear something, the stronger we will become. Number three, we repeat ourselves because it lets the devil know we still believe what we've always believed. You know, the devil, I think, listens to the sermons that are preached too. I think he knows what's going on in a church where God's doing something. I think the devil knows. You know, I want the devil to know something. I want the devil to know that we believe the old time way. And I think, now, listen, I don't preach for the devil's sake, but I know he's listening. And every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to get a punch in while you're teaching everybody the Bible. Hey, look, we believe the old time way. You know something? I want the devil to know that we still think it's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves people. I want the devil to know that. I want the devil to know we still believe in the King James Bible. I want the devil to know that. I want the devil to know that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and she was pure and thank God for it and I believe it. I want the devil to know that. I want the devil to know that Jesus saves. I want him to always remember that we believe Jesus saves. You see, it may be we repeat ourselves, so the devil knows we've not changed. We're what we are. We're what we're supposed to be. Number four, we repeat ourselves because some just love to hear it. Some just love to hear it. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. You know something? There are just some things that we love to hear. If you're right with God, there are some subjects that a Christian just says, preach that again. I like to hear that. Let me hear that again. Woo! I like to hear that. You know something? When somebody gets to preaching about Jesus Christ, I just love to hear the preaching about Jesus. I love to hear someone exalt Jesus and talk about Jesus and sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've got him on my mind. I just love that. Hey, one of the reasons we repeat it is because I think Christians love to hear the truth over and over again. I never get tired of hearing about heaven. I don't know about you. I never get tired of it. Mrs. Redmond is down in the hospital in Winchester, and unless God does a miracle, Mrs. Redmond will go to be with the Lord in days to come. And when the last time I was there, I talked to him about heaven and how wonderful heaven's going to be. And I'm going to tell you something. I never get tired of hearing somebody talk about heaven. Never do. So we repeat ourselves because some just love to hear it. I love hearing about the second coming of Jesus Christ. I love knowing that the day's going to come when the trump shall sound and God's going to say, come up hither, and God's going to pull every Christian off of this earth and get us out of this mess. Hey, it would be great if it was before April 15th. We wouldn't have to file our taxes because there will be no IRS in heaven. Well, Brother Hart will be there. Brother Hart will be there. But you know, sometimes we come to church hoping to hear our favorite subject preached. We really do. Well, I can announce this subject, and sometimes, you know, on a Sunday morning, I'll tell everybody what I'm going to preach on a Sunday night, and there are some that get exceptionally excited. They say, I can't wait. That's one of my favorite subjects. That's one of the reasons we repeat it. Look, the world out there, we don't get to have much fun out there. Well, when we come to church, there's nothing wrong with coming to church and saying, hey, let's take off on one of them subjects that thrill the Christian. And so we repeat it because so many people love to hear it. Number five, we repeat ourselves because I think God loves to hear it. You know, I think God loves to hear that we still believe the Bible. I think God loves it. He's the one that put the truth in there. Evidently, God loves to hear the repetition of His truth because all you have to do is look at the 66 books in the Bible and He keeps saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. I think God said in the beginning, God created, and all the way through the Bible talks about Him being the creator. And I think when somebody talks about God being the creator, it says, I love hearing that. Say it again. God, You created it all. He said, say it again. Lord, You're the creator of the universe. He says, say it one more time. You created it all. You own it all. your God. He said, boy, I love hearing that. God doesn't mind the repetition of truth. You see, He loves to hear about Himself. Now, for you and I, that would be vain, but for God, it's not vain.
Right.
He is our everything. He is our all. He deserves glory. He deserves honor. He deserves the majesty that we give Him. And when we talk about the love of God, God loves to hear us bragging about our God who loves us. When we talk about the mercy of God, God loves to hear that. How many times? You can talk about love all the time. Now, there are other subjects, but I'll tell you this. You talk about the love of God, God likes it. You talk about the faithfulness of God, and God loves it. You talk about the goodness of God, and God loves it. You know something? I'll give you an example. I, for many, many years, had the privilege of preaching on the same platform with Dr. Jack Hiles. He would introduce me over and over and over again to preach. I could not wait to have him introduce me. I couldn't wait until he'd get up and say something about me before I'd preach. It just meant the world to me. I was more excited about the introduction than I was a sermon I was about to preach. Hey, you know something? I've got a little hunch. When some of our men are introduced here in our church to pray, they know the preacher's going to maybe comment about their good character traits and things of that nature. I'm going to guess that means something to them. I'm going to guess that gets in their heart. And they say, boy, I like that. Now you listen to me. If I, as a preacher, look forward to what someone would say about me and give me at least some, maybe a little confidence boost about my service to God, if that enriches me, if that excites me, and if the preacher mentioning someone that's being introduced to pray, and that's good for them, I can guess that as you and I repeat the greatness of God, He enjoys that. God loves preaching that exalts God. God loves preaching that exalts God's Word. He can't get enough of it. So we repeat ourselves because I think God loves to hear it. So, I say this. Number one, we repeat ourselves because God repeats Himself. Number two, we repeat ourselves because the more you hear it, the stronger you'll become. Number three, we repeat ourselves because it lets the devil know that we have not changed, or it lets the devil hear it again. Number four, we repeat ourselves because some Christians just love to hear the old story. Number five, we repeat ourselves because God loves to hear it. Number six, we repeat ourselves because the repeated truths answer people's repeated questions. The truth meets a need in man's heart. Have you ever heard someone say, Brother Owens, I read that 100 times in the Bible, but tonight it finally clicked with me. Think about it. How many times have you read through the Bible, and you read through it, and you read through it, and then suddenly one night somebody got up and preached on that thing, and you've even heard it preached on before, and you said, oh, a light flipped on. I got it. Wow. You see, we repeat ourselves because the repeated truths help answer the questions that you have.
Right.
You ever find yourself, I'll step down off the platform after teaching on some doctrine or some Bible truth, and someone will say to me, I always wondered about that verse. I've heard a lot of preaching about it, but I've always wondered about that verse. We keep repeating because we constantly have questions, and we're constantly answering questions by repeating the answers. Some questions are asked over and over again in our lives and in our hearts. So we keep preaching the same truth, and they're answered over and over again. Number seven, we repeat ourselves to praise those who are obedient to that particular truth. You know, when obedient people hear a truth and they are obeying that truth, it encourages them. It's a method of praise. Hey, when you're sitting out there and the preacher preaches on something and you're obeying that something, hey, you feel good about that. You feel obedient. Boy, what a good feeling. Obedient. Obedient. The feeling of obedience. Hey, it's a way to praise Bible believers. You know something? I do you parents a big favor. Well, if you let me. When I'm preaching the truths and your children are listening and you're living them, your children are looking up to you and saying, my dad does that. My mom lives that way. My dad does that. We do that at our house. We're praising success. When we preach a truth and you're obeying the truth, you're more apt to enjoy that truth. I was thinking about this. You know, let me tell you somebody that enjoyed this morning service, Brother Rich Crabb.
Right.
Say why? Because he won his friend, Michael, to Jesus Christ, brought him down the aisle, got him, made a public profession, got him in the baptistry today, and Michael's back tonight. Hey, he probably enjoyed this morning service in a very special way. And when I stand up, if I stood up tonight and I say, you know what you ought to do? You ought to be a soul winner. You ought to keep somebody out of hell. In Rich Crabb's heart, it goes, oh, I did that. I did that. And I'm not talking about vanity or pride. I'm talking about the feeling of obedience. Obedience is a fulfilling feeling. When I got up and threw a fit about liquor, you know something? The obedient enjoyed it and said amen and felt praised. The disobedient, they don't like that.
Right.
We are to repeat certain truths because in doing so, we are praising those who are obedient to those truths. Number 8, we repeat ourselves so we don't change. We repeat ourselves so we don't change. When we repeat what we believe, it keeps us from changing what we believe. We don't need a new religion. We need the old time religion. When preachers stop repeating, if they stop repeating the truth of their roots, before long they'll be off track. They'll stop journeying on the old path. They'll stop saying what ought to be said. Oh my, oh my. I preach the same truths for you, yes. I preach the same truths for God, yes. I preach the same truths to keep me right with God as a preacher. I need to repeat those things, and I'll tell you why. It locks me in. It locks me in to being an old-time, independent, fundamental, King James Bible only, separated, hellfire, brimstone, window rattling, shingle pulling Baptist preacher. That's what I am. That's what I've been. That's what I plan to be. And I am going to put pressure on me. I'm going to keep the pressure on me. I've got to repeat to keep me right with God. I'm not going to sell out. I'm not going to change. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going to keep on repeating the same old things, the same old things, because it locks me in. People across America are looking for preachers that are preaching what they were preaching 15, 20, and 30 years ago. When someone stops repeating what they believe, change is creeping in. Repetition locks you into your belief. If you ever begin to feel like you're starting to slip in what you believe, just start telling everybody what you believe. Just start saying it. I believe this and I believe that. And we ought to let the pressure of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God keep us right. But if it won't, I'll tell you something that will. Peer pressure. Some of you make decisions in private, you never make them public, and you slip back into your old sin because you never got up here in front of everybody and said, I'll tell you what I'm doing. Ms. Eckert, you're wise this morning. Put the pressure on. Repetition locks you into your belief. I'll mention Brother Hiles because I heard him say this once. He said, when I was a young man, I preached a certain way, certain things, and I determined what I believed, and I decided I didn't want to change. I didn't want to do what so many men do. As their ministry progresses, they start changing everything they believe. They're always looking for something new. He said, no. I decided when I was a young man what I believed. I decided I was going to believe it. It was right. I was going to believe it to the day I die. So he said, when I got older, I studied me when I was a young man, and I started preaching again the sermons that I preached when I was young. Why? Because the old me was studying the young me to make sure the old me stayed what the young me was. That's how I figured out whether I was changing or not. Now, I'm not an old me yet. I'm a middle-aged me. But the middle-aged me is looking at the young me, and I've decided that I want to be, as a middle-aged me, what I was when I was a young me. And if I have any sense, when I'm an old me, I'll be what I was as a middle-aged me, because I could trace it back to the young me, and I'm not changing. So you see, we repeat ourselves so we don't change and go backwards from that which we stand. Number 9. We repeat ourselves because there are new people who have never heard it. Especially is this true in a soul-winning church. You see, if a church is a soul-winning church, it's constantly growing. Because we're going out and winning new people to Christ, and we bring them into the church. I was thinking of Brother Michael Stanley. Brother Stanley, right? Mike got saved this week, walked the aisle, got baptized. He's back tonight. And you know something? You all have heard an awful lot of truth preached here. Michael, he's been here for a couple services. He's got a lot to learn. But Mike, I'm going to promise you something. We won't leave you behind. I will teach the same things that I've been teaching everyone else, because they've grown in the Lord, and you're going to need to grow in the Lord, so you're going to need somebody to teach you that. And somebody might sit out there and say, well, we've learned that already. He hasn't. And in a soul-winning church, there's always somebody that's not learned it yet. And they've got to learn it too. The more souls that are being saved, the more repeating is necessary. And you know something? And nobody criticizes me about this, but instead of criticizing the repetitiveness of truth, why don't you say, wow, our church must be growing. There are young Christians that need it. If the church were dead, the pastor would just about kill himself trying to come up with all these new things all the time. And it's a dangerous thing to do anyway. But you see, he'll wear himself out. Because you got to keep all those people happy. But I'll tell you something. When you got all these new people coming in, they are happy. They're learning the Bible. And the older ones that have been around for a while, they stop and realize, hey, what a good idea. Repeat it for the new ones. Uh-huh. Absolutely. You say, I'm hearing that for the fourth time. Somebody's hearing it for the first time.
Right.
We're going to keep on preaching about baptism, getting people baptized, and church membership, and read your Bible, and pray to your God, and tithe, and don't gossip. Keep your mouth shut. Don't go around the church spreading negative. Keep your nose out of other people's business. I'll just keep on saying that, and 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 keep on saying it, and 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 saying it. Why? Because somebody's never heard it. Number 10, we repeat ourselves for the ones who already know what to do, but have stopped doing it. We repeat ourselves for the ones who already know what to do, but they stopped doing it. Let's say that you're right with God and you've stayed right with God for the last few years. Now, somebody else was right with God back a couple years ago, but now they're not. And you say, well, Brother Owens, I heard that already. Yeah, but somebody else heard it once, but now they're away from it and they need to be reminded of it so they can go back to it. Did you know that all the preaching and everything, if we're not careful, will become stingy and we'll just start sorting through it and say, well, I don't want that, don't want this, don't want that, don't want this. I'll select what I want for my life. Listen, we need it all. We need it all. But we need to be careful that we don't say, well, I've already heard that, I don't need it. If you're the kind of person that if I can announce a subject that I'm going to preach and you decide to stay home, you say, I already know about that, you're the wrong kind of a Christian. You ought to be here just to be faithful. You ought to be here to support the other Christians who maybe you've arrived in that given area, which you have not. But maybe you think you've arrived in that given area where there are a whole bunch of people that have not. There are some that had it, that lost it, and now we need to get them back on track. And we've got to repeat the same things over and over again. You need to hear about what you used to do, but now you've stopped doing it for God. We may have heard that truth preached last month, but somebody has stopped it in the last month and they need to start again. Speaking of repeating, you know how to keep a blonde busy? Take a blank piece of paper and write the words, turn over, on both sides. She'll be at it for hours. Why do we repeat ourselves? If you've been around an old-fashioned fundamental Baptist church for long, you'll discover we do that. Why do we do that? Well, number 10, number 11, we repeat ourselves because the people who are living that truth need encouragement to keep living that truth. See, there are some who are living right. They heard the preaching. They said, I'm changing my life. I'm going to make my life match the Bible. Now, we come along and a few weeks later or a month later, we preach that same thing. You say, well, we're already living it. Yeah, but I want you to keep living it. I don't want you to be like the last person who heard it and changed and they slipped backwards. They got backslidden and they stopped living it. So when I preach it again, I'm helping you along the way. I'm helping you to keep up your walk with God. Not just correcting the fact that you stop walking with God, but some you're continuing to walk, and I want you to continue to walk, so I'm going to continue to remind you to do what you promised God you would do. Hey, it's still true. Keep living it, Christian. It's still right. Keep living it, Christian. A lady said to the great D.L. Moody, after hearing him preach the same subject 14 sermons in a row, she said, when are you going to go to another topic? He said, when you start living the one I'm preaching. And you know something? None of us live perfectly any topic from the Bible. But keep doing right. You see, we repeat ourselves because the people who are living a truth need encouragement to keep living that truth. Keep doing right. Keep living the Bible truths that you started to live. Number 12. We repeat ourselves to let the rebels know we're not going to change. If anybody's going to change, they're the ones that are going to have to change. Now, we don't have a bunch of rebels in our church. But it is one of the benefits of repeating the same truths, the same standards, the same convictions. That lets everybody know that we're not going to change those things. If you're rebellious toward them, you have to get right with God. We're not going to get wrong with God to be like you. I will continue to preach what the Bible says. God helping me, I won't change. Somebody said to Billy Sunday, he'd been preaching hard on sin, and someone compared it to, said, Billy, when you preach like that, you're stroking the cat against the grain. He said, well, you're going to just have to turn the cat around because I'm not turning my stroke around. And what was he saying? He said, I am not going to change what I believe. And that lets people know. You know something? If you've heard me preach something here, and you say, I don't like it, I'm sorry that you don't. And I wish that you would. And I don't want to become your enemy. But I'm going to keep preaching it. I'm going to keep preaching it. I'm not in a popularity contest. I'm in a war against the devil and a whole bunch of humanism and a whole bunch of worldliness and a whole bunch of rotten church philosophy in this day and age, and we have got to keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And I don't think there's a rebel in the house, but if there is, we're going to keep on preaching it. You say, well, I was wondering if you're going to wear down. We got a long time coming, baby, before I'm going to wear down. And so, we're going to keep it going. You say, well, that one subject, I'm not changing that subject. Whatever it is, I don't even know what the subject is. So if in your mind you're saying, well, there's this one thing, I'm not changing. If you heard me preach it once, you're going to hear me preach it again. So, we need to repeat. Why? That also lets the rebels know that we still stand for that which we stand. Which we stand should in the past. Number 13, we repeat ourselves because the Word of God is so powerful that no matter how many times you hear it, there is always new blessing in it. Right. You know, God's Word's deep. Yes, sir. God's Word is amazing. God's Word accomplishes works that you and I can't figure out and that we can't see. So we keep preaching the same truth because I don't think we ever deplete any one truth of everything that it has to offer. Number 16, we repeat ourselves because repetition is the key to learning. The more you hear it, the better you're going to learn it. That's just all there is to it. You know how you learned your name? Your mama called your name over and over and over and over again. When I was first born, my mama looked into my face and she called me Jeffrey. I didn't know who Jeffrey was. I didn't care who Jeffrey was. I just wanted to eat. I've had that problem ever since. But I did not know who I was. But my mama, she'd say, Jeffrey, 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 Jeffrey. I began to get this idea that word Jeffrey had something to do with me. Now, I learned other things. If my mother ever stuck her head out the back door and said, Jeffrey Allen, I knew I was dead meat. The only time your mother uses your middle name is when she's going to try to kill you. And if your dad ever calls you boy, that means you're already dead. Boy! Oh, man. It's time to run. I'd rather hear Jeffrey Allen from my mom than boy from my dad. But we repeat because repetition is a key to learning. Let me tell you all you teachers something. Do not be afraid to repeat the obvious. I remember as a teacher at Hiles Anderson College, you ask any student of mine, they would say, I got an excellent grade in Brother Owens' class. He made it obvious. He repeated it and 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 repeated it. I will guarantee you there's probably over 50 graduates that at one time or another in college sat under me, sitting in these pews today, they could get up here and they could quote the things that I taught them. They'd say, I've used that over and over and over again. And I know other teachers that were launching out into the deep. They were so far removed from reality, they were only impressing themselves, and I was trying to change lives. I was trying to put something in somebody's life so when they walked out of my class, they would remember it and they could live it and it could change their life and they could use it over and over and over and over and over again. That's what we need. We need our lives changed. I'm not impressed with some teacher that's impressed with themselves. We repeat ourselves because repetition is the key to learning. My principal, I went to a public school. I went to a grade school called Willard Elementary School. My principal's name was Mr. Henchman. Now, when your principal's called a henchman, I mean, and to a degree, his personality fit his name. He was tough. He was old school. He didn't put up with nothing. We said yes, sir, and no, sir, at our school. I mean, he was tough. And I'm glad. I am glad of that. And I got in so much trouble. I got to tell you this story. We were sitting at lunch one day, and you know, I probably shouldn't say this. You know that if you take your chocolate pudding and you suck it into a straw, then you blow it out of that straw, it makes chocolate pudding worms? If you suck chocolate pudding into your straw and you can blow hard enough, you can blow it right on Debbie Hill's white top. And if your friend thinks her crying is funny, they'll blow it on her top too, and then you all go to the principal's office. I seen that happen to a guy once. I seen it happen up close. And I went to see the henchman. I have scars to prove it. He told me this one day. Mr. Henchman truly became a hero in my life. I went through school. Mr. Henchman was of the old school. He was a saved man. He was a good man. Even after I graduated from high school, my wife would tell you, every year I would go and visit Mr. Henchman. One day I'd sit in his living room and we would just talk. Mr. Henchman said to me over and over again, he taught me when I was in grade school. I remembered it in junior high. I remembered it in high school. I remembered it in college. I remember it to this day. Now, Mr. Henchman has passed away. But he used to say this to me. He said, Jeff, I believe this. Anything you truly learn, you never really forget because it becomes a part of you. Now, there are some things that I think I have truly learned. We brush over so many things that we ought to learn, but I really wish that all of us could truly learn the Bible, truly learn what we believe about salvation, truly learn. Some of you teachers, why don't you teach planning that your students remember it forever? What's wrong with that? Take the challenge of not just getting them through the next test. It's not a matter of, well, I made it through the test. Did they learn? Learn it, learn it, learn it, learn it. I would rather, listen to this, I would rather get a C on a test and actually learn it than get an A and have some rote memorization and I bluffed my way through. The grade is not as much the issue as it is what you learn. What you learn. You see, we repeat ourselves because repetition is the key to learning. Parents, repeat yourself. Repeat yourself. Repeat yourself over and over and over again. You see, Brother Owens, I am so tired of saying the same thing to my kids. Listen to me. You keep saying it.
Yes.
If there's something that they've been told, you may not do that. You just say, you may not do that. No, you may not do that. No, I've not changed my mind. No, you may not do that. No, 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 no. You say, Brother Owens, I've tried to get my kids to pick their things up. I said, you need to pick that up and pick that up and pick that up and pick that up. I'm getting tired of it. Don't throw in the towel, parent. You just keep it up and 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 keep it up. We'll see who wears down first. You are the kids. But if you want them to learn, you can't throw in a towel. And the biggest failure of parents today is a lack of character, and we won't be consistent, and we won't stick with it. Don't let them beat you. You win the battle. You stick with it, and stick with it, and stick with it, and stick with it. You say, they made it all the way through my home, and they never did get it. Well, it won't be, because you failed them. It'll be because they failed to do what they were told to do. We repeat ourselves. Why? Finally, we repeat ourselves because whatever brought us successfully thus far will surely help us to make it the rest of the way successfully. That's why we repeat ourselves. Oh, last week, I called a friend. It was 10:45 in the morning. And hardly ever do I call to chit-chat. I don't spend chit-chat time. I want to do something. I want to make something happen. So those of you who spend all your time on the phone just blowing hot air, I don't see how you have time for that. I don't see how you can afford your phone bill. But I called a friend because I just wanted to talk to him. It's 10:45 in the morning. He was my friend, Dr. Russell Anderson. When I called, he picked up the phone and he said, Brother Owens, what kind of a friend calls a friend at 5:45 a.m. And then it occurred to me, he was not here in the States, and he was in Hawaii, and I felt terrible. There's a statement that Dr. Russell Anderson makes to me over and over again. He says this. He said, Brother Owens, you will stay successful the way you got successful. You'll stay successful the way you got successful. Now, don't tamper with your success. What's he saying? If it works, repeat it. Why in the world change your winning lineup? So, why in the world do we repeat ourselves? If you've listened this evening, I've explained to you a little bit philosophically why I would, as a preacher, repeat myself. And I've explained to you maybe why God chooses to repeat himself over and over again. Hey, let's face it, folks. What do we really need? We need to be reminded of the same old things over and over and over again. Now, the challenge of my life is to wrap it in a different package so it keeps our attention. I work at that. But you'll be a success by doing what makes people a success. And it's basically the same thing over and over again. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to the Savior. There are some you need to say to yourself, there's some things that I need to continue to say to my family or to myself. Some of you that are successful in business, let me tell you how you become or you stay a success. Hard work, same thing that got you where you're at. Let's realize the repetitiveness of truth is the key to success of the Christian. I promise you that. Who would say, Brother Owens, God has spoken to my heart in a special, in a specific way this evening. Will you raise your hand? If you will, then you may put your hand down. I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet. Choir, a song of invitation, please. If you need the altar, why don't you come? You need to correct yourself about some of the same things that you needed to correct yourself about a year ago, a week ago, a month ago. Brother Owens, when are you going to stop making such a big issue about church attendance? I'm not going to stop. Brother Owens, When are you going to stop making such a big deal about separation from the world? If I'm spiritual and have any good sense at all, I'm not going to stop making a big deal about it. When are you going to stop making a big deal about tithing? I'm not. When are you going to stop making such a big deal about soul winning? I'm not. When are you going to stop making such a big deal about prayer? I'm not. When are you going to stop making such a big deal about reading the Bible? I'm not. When are you going to stop making such a big deal about children obeying their parents? I'm not. When are you going to stop preaching against adultery? I'm not. When are you going to stop preaching against fornication? I'm not. When are you going to stop preaching against hunger? We've heard it. We've heard it already. And you'll hear it again. You'll hear it all the way to glory. I promise you, you watch, when all of a sudden a bunch of new things pop up, somebody's changing, somebody's on track. John 2:7, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which he had from the beginning. God said, I think I'll just keep repeating and keep repeating and keep repeating. So, Brother Owen, why? It seems like every service you're telling people they ought to get saved. Right. Next service, I'm going to tell people they ought to get saved. And the next service, I'm going to tell people they ought to get saved. And the next service, I'm going to tell people they ought to get saved. And if you've not been baptized, you know what you need to do? You need to get baptized. If you've not joined the church, you need to join the church. Not that we're out of material, that we need to be challenged to do those things. Decision to be made. Thank you, folks. You can have a seat if you will.